Good morning, church family and friends. It seems rather odd to be speaking into a camera, and I would much rather be speaking to you face to face here in church, but right now we can't do that. And I know this is a trying time, and we're all trying to figure out what in the world's going on, but I want to encourage you to be strong, to take care of yourselves and your families, and to pray for those who are around you, to pray for your church family. And so as you're gathered here today, my prayer is that you will experience the joy of the Lord, even in this social distancing kind of worship service that we're having here, and trusting that God will give you strength. I know you parents of kids and teens are probably like ready to go crazy now, as you've just found out that your kids are out of school until May 1st. And we want you to know that we're praying for you. And if there's ways that your church family can help you, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you that you know everything that's going on in our lives. Thank you that we can trust you because we know that you are good and that you work all things together for our good, even those things that we don't understand. Lord, you know all the emotions and the stress and the concerns that are going on in our lives right now. And we come before you. Thank you that we can come to you in prayer and quiet our hearts and put our trust in you. So we pray that you will give your peace to all of your people, and we pray that you would give hope to people in our world that may be desperately searching for hope right now. Be with the families of our church, be with our friends and our loved ones. We pray that you will keep us safe, that you will keep your hand upon us, and we pray that we will know your peace and your love through these times. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shining over. shining over us, shining over us.
I'll knock out the other two. Knock out one more song and then do Cornerstone at the end or something?
With you there in your living room or family room or wherever you're gathered today. In a few minutes, we're going to be looking at a couple verses in Isaiah 40 and Isaiah 41. Without a doubt, we are living in times that, like nothing I've ever experienced in my life. And these are times of uncertainty. For many people, there's a lot of fear and there's a lot of panic, unlike anything we've experienced before. And as I've been thinking about this, I realize that we need to hold on to the truth that in the midst of all this unfolding chaos, we need to be reminded that God is with us and that He can be trusted and that He will see us through this valley. Whether it's for a few more weeks or a few more months, we can trust God. And that has always been the case down through times, especially when you read the scriptures, but all through the history of the church as well, when times were dark, often much darker than today, through catastrophes and through pandemics and wars, God has always been with His people and He has never left them and He never forsakes them. The sad reality of the fact is that we live in a fallen world. It's broken and it's sinful. There have always been forces of darkness and evil that are at work. And today what we face, while it's unique to our situation, in some ways, it's really nothing new. generations through history have gone through times like this. And we need to be reminded that even if we don't understand all that is going on, even if we don't know why these things happen, even if we wonder why God allows things like viruses and diseases and earthquakes and wars and pain and suffering, we need to be reminded that God is good and that He is with us and He gives us hope. Not just the hope of eternal life, but also hope for today. And my prayer for us is that in the midst of whatever we're facing and whatever apprehensions and fears that we might have, that we'll realize that God is with us and He gives us hope. Also, we have hope of a time that is coming when everything will be made new in this world. Everything will be made right. Paradise will be restored. Many of you in our church family knew that I grew up in the country of Hong Kong in the 1960s. During that time that we lived there, there were communist riots in some of the streets and neighborhoods of Kowloon. My dad made sure we never went past any of those, but I learned that they were happening in the place that we lived. During that time of the late 60s and early 70s, the Vietnam War was going on. I knew absolutely nothing about that except for the fact that every once in a while, the USS Coral Sea aircraft carrier would pull into Hong Kong Harbor. And one time we got to go out onto that aircraft carrier, and we got to go down to the mess hall and have Sunday brunch after Dad spoke at the chapel there. I remember that there were typhoons that came through, which is the tropical equivalent of a hurricane. And Dad had to tack up plywood over the windows of the small apartment that we lived in, and we would huddle down and wait for the storm to pass. When I was a little bit older, maybe 11 years old or so, I remember my dad driving our family on a Sunday afternoon out to this remote place in what was called the New Territories, and there was a sanitarium there. It was a home for people that had tuberculosis. And one of the pastors in the Chinese church there had contracted tuberculosis. And my dad would go in and visit with him and read the Bible and pray, while us kids and our mom had to stay out in the car the whole time because he didn't want us to be exposed to the tuberculosis. I remember later in my teenage years thinking back to that and marveling that my dad would put his life at risk and go in to minister to somebody who was hurting and really was near his death. When I was 9 or 10, my mom contracted diphtheria. I had no idea what diphtheria was or how serious it was. All I knew is that all us kids were taken to the clinic and we had to get shots that hurt really, really bad. But we would go every day to the hospital when my mom was admitted, running a high fever and suffering all the symptoms of diphtheria. And we weren't allowed to go see her, so we would sit out on these benches in the hallway while Dad would spend time with my mom. I never knew till much later in my life that my mom was very close to death at one point when she was in the hospital. I can look back on that now and see how God took her through that and how God brought us through that. It was always conveyed to me growing up, both through the actions and the words of my parents, especially my father, that God is with us. No matter what we were going through, God is with us. We just had it drilled into us that God watches over you. We don't need to be afraid. I didn't know till just recently when I was doing some research on pandemics, what a wonderful subject to Google, that the Hong Kong flu, which killed 1 million people worldwide and about 100,000 people here in the United States, was in 1968 and 69. And we lived in Hong Kong, but I never knew about it, and my parents obviously protected us from it as best they could. As a kid, I remember saying portions of Psalm 23 over and over in my mind at different points in time. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I remember one time at a piano recital, and I'm almost embarrassed to admit, my senior year in high school, I was backstage and was wondering about going out there and playing this recital, and I was so nervous that my hands were shaking. So I was reciting quietly in my mind over and over again Psalm 23 before I had to go out there and play. Later in my life, as a young adult with a young family and three small kids, I would often play those same words in my mind. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. There was a time, and you and our church family, I've told you these stories before, but when Benjamin was young and had an undiagnosed lung disease, and we feared for his life, and we prayed for him, and we laid hands on him, and we anointed him, and God brought him through that time. Around that same period of time, Jenny's dad died during open heart surgery when he was 51. The Lord's my shepherd. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. A year and a half later, my 20-year-old cousin Steve committed suicide. He was preparing to be a missionary after he graduated from college. I could not understand why that happened and how God could let that happen. But he's the one who restores our soul. Foolishly, when I was like 25 years old in 1984, I went out on a day after Thanksgiving to play tackle football with a bunch of guys that were all younger and stronger than I was. I dislocated and broke my hip, ended up in the hospital in traction, was there for 9 days before surgery. And as I lay there in the hospital, I realized I have no job, I have no health insurance, and Jenny and I have three small kids. Our youngest, Amber, is only 11 months old. And when she'd come to visit me in the hospital, she didn't even recognize me because like now I'm practicing social distancing, so I'm growing out my whiskers. And she didn't know who I was. And I didn't know what was gonna happen in our life, but I knew that God was with us, and I can look back and see those times that God has taken us through. When our daughter, oldest daughter, Christy, was in elementary school, when I was pastoring in Pennsylvania, she contracted the flu. And on an Easter Sunday, we had to take her into the hospital, running a temperature of 104 that wouldn't go away. She spent a week in the hospital on IVs and on medicines to be able to tackle that flu. And I remember it was a scary time for us. When we went to the Philippines as missionaries in the early 90s, we lived during a time where there were several coup attempts. Marcos had been overthrown, there was a new president, but there was constant political upheaval. There were kidnapped for ransoms that were going on all the time. And fortunately for us, they were targeting mostly rich Chinese businessmen because they could get the money out of them. And us poor white missionaries were spared those kidnappings. But we were always told you need to be careful when you're outside and don't be alone and all of those kinds of things. There was military activity all the time. We lived near an army base and heard machine gun fire all the time. One time they did it, we thought it was a war was breaking out, turned out to be a live exercise where there were jet fighters circling around the city above us, helicopters with soldiers rappelling down to the ground, smoke, fire, the sound of bombs. It was pretty crazy. And I can look back now, and I mean, we were like wondering what in the world are we gonna do with all of this, but we realized the only thing we can do is trust God and put our lives in His hands. We walked through the valley of the shadow of death with my mom's Alzheimer's 6 years until the day that she breathed her last breath and opened her eyes in heaven. We walked through the valley of the shadow of death with Jenny's mom's death. So as I look back over my life, I can see all these times that God was with us. And then I read scripture, especially the Old Testament and the history of Israel, and over and over and over again, God is reminding His people, you know, I'm with you, I'll be with you. And every time they would wander off, sometimes you'd have to like give them a slap on the wrist and allow things to happen and discipline. But in everything that they went through, He was there with him. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You know, lots of times in the Bible, people lost sight of God. And they just went through the motions of religion, but actually they were far from God in how they were living out their lives. And that's so easy for us to fall into that same trap. It's so easy for that to happen to us, that we lose sight of God. We get caught up in all the stuff of our life. And right now it's like, all that stuff the rug's been pulled out from under us. I mean, no college basketball championships. I mean, I know there's a million guys around here who are just dying because that didn't happen. The NBA season has been postponed. You know, all this stuff that, the Kentucky Derby, my goodness, is not going to happen when it usually does. All these things, schools are closed. A lot of people, their jobs are, especially if they're hourly workers, their jobs are at risk. But in all those times in the Old Testament, and all, and in this time right now, God is always reminding us to look to Him and to trust Him. And sometimes it is in suffering. Sometimes it is in catastrophe, like this coronavirus. Sometimes it was in war in history past, and people heard His call. And I want to suggest to you that we need to hear His call today. I love Isaiah 41, verse 10, and if you've opened your Bibles there, you can read along with me. And this is what God said to His people. He said, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Parents, families, those of you who are older and maybe at risk, don't fear. God is with you. Don't be dismayed. He is your God, and He will strengthen you, and He will help you. At the end of Isaiah 40, beginning in verse 28, God asks a question. He says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Over and over again, the Bible reminds us that God is with us. He will sustain us. He will lift us up. He is the one who never grows tired or weary. We might grow get tired or weary, especially if we're cooped up in the house. You know, most of you that know me know that I'm somewhat of an introvert, so social distancing is really not that much of a problem, but staying in the house is a huge problem for me. So it's been, and this is true confession time, I still go out and I walk through Menards, or even if I don't need anything, and we've gone to the grocery store and those kind of things. The kids are over at our house this weekend, so I'm not completely shutting down, yeah, it's a tough time for all of us. I know somebody asked if they could come over and talk, and he said, "You know, I'm bored out of my mind." This is a big change for a lot of people. I can't imagine not having church. Even right now, I can't imagine that we're not at church here, but that's the reality of it, and it will be for several weeks. But when they talk about this going on for months, it's hard for me to comprehend that and wrap my mind around it. But He's the one who sustains us, and He's the one who lifts us up. I love Zephaniah 3:17. It says, "The Lord your God is with you." Now, listen to this description. "The mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you." So right now, when you're sitting at home and you feel stuck and you wonder what in the world's going to happen in the weeks ahead, remember this. God takes delight in you. In His love, He will no longer rebuke you. But listen to what He does. He will rejoice over you with singing. And I pray that somehow you'll hear in your mind that there's rejoicing in heaven, that there's a God who loves you, and may His music and His melody and His light and His joy and His love fill you even in these times. Let me bring this to a close by reading some of my favorite verses in the Old Testament. It's from Psalm 46. It says, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging," He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." You know, these past weeks as a church, we've been studying through the New Testament book of 1 John. We've seen the contrast between life and death. We've seen the contrast between darkness and light. we've seen the contrast between love and hate. And we learn that the perfect love of God drives out fear. And my prayer is that we will experience His love in a fuller way than we ever have, and that that love and that presence of Jesus in our life through His Spirit will drive out the fear and give us peace and help us to rest in Him. In the last chapter of 1 John, John reminds us that everyone who is born of God, that means everyone who believes in Him and has put their faith in His Son, Jesus, everyone who is born of God overcomes the world. And he says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And we learned several weeks ago that by the world, John didn't mean this planet Earth, and he didn't mean people in general. What John meant was the evil and the darkness of this world. Everything that is anti-God and everything that is anti-Christ. And what John says to us is that through our faith in Jesus Christ, if we're born of God, we overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So have faith, hold on to God, and you will overcome this trial and these tests and everything that we're going through, both as an individual, as a family, and as a church family. We overcome the trials and the problems and the obstacles and the suffering in life through faith. And at the end of 1 John, he reminds us that God has given us eternal life through His Son. And when we put our trust and when we put our faith in Him, we can have confidence that He hears our prayers and that He is with us. Let's pray together. Lord, I pray right now for any person who is listening to this that doesn't really know what it's like to be in a relationship with You because they've never taken that step of faith to believe that You are the God who loves them with an everlasting love. I pray that through Your Spirit, in Your loving kindness, You would draw them to Yourself. I pray that You will help them to put their trust in You, to believe that Jesus is Your Son, that You gave to be the way back to You. Thank You that You provide forgiveness for us. Thank You that You provide new life for us. And thank You that when we know You and we know that we belong to You, we have confidence and faith that You will never leave us or forsake us, that You are with us, that You are the stronghold, You are the strength of our life, and whatever we're facing right now, we know that we can walk with You through it. So I pray that You'll encourage each one who hears this, that You will strengthen us, that You will help us to reach out in compassion and love to those around us, especially if they have needs and we have a means of meeting those needs. Lord, we pray that in these days we will see You do things that would be completely unexpected. Work in our lives and in our families. Help us to use these times when maybe we can't do the normal activities that we do. Help us to use these times to draw closer to You, whether it's taking a walk or going for a drive or reading a book or spending time with You in Your Word and prayer. We ask that You will take what is a bad situation and You will turn it into good, and You will bring much good out of this for Your glory and for the good and the well-being of Your people. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Savior's love through the storm.
darkness seems to hide his face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high stormy gale, my anchor holds within me.
The same.